You're tuned in to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
So Hannibal Horton will take this third down play. The fake is to the running back. Demon will keep it. He's got a pursuit, but he's close to the first down before being hit and knocked down just short. It looks like it'll bring up fourth and short. Manageable for Hannibal Horton as they're pretty much going for it on their fourth downs here. Nice run by Zeman.
It's close, I'll tell you. They may bring this out to measure. It looks like, I agree, I think it's just a little bit short, but they're going to bring it out.
And that's been their best play here in the second half. Vaynercook's done a great job of plugging up that middle, which is where most of the run plays were going. When Zeman fakes that run to the middle and able to bootleg it out, he's had some room to run. And in this case, it gets nearly 10 yards. I thought I just saw a lightning strike, Matt. Maybe it was a camera flash. Let's hope.
Addison just scored again. It's now 43-27 over Napoleon with 9:02 left.
We've got 11:35 left in the game here. 46-14 the lead. Hannibal Horton indeed has the first down. The measurement shows it. So big play by Hunter Zeman on third down to get the Comets a first down near midfield at the 47-yard line.
Manchester just scored. They're up 23-13 now on Grass Lake with a little less than 4 minutes left in the game. It's been a good game all watching the scores on that all night. That's been a good game.
Hannibal Horton breaks the huddle up to the line of scrimmage.
Columbia Central now 4-0. Beat Hudson 21-0.
Wow. Rolling out of Columbia Central.
Great win for Coach Kubiak over there.
Gives to Kruger. He's stopped in the backfield. Breaks the tackle. Gets back up to the line of scrimmage. They'll stop the forward progress. Whistle play dead.
23. But Kruger on the carry.
Good job by Kruger to avoid getting the loss and just get things back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 for Hannibal Horton. 35-21, Jackson High leading Lansing Sexton from Withington. That came on 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. And second down play for the Comets now. Give his up the middle. No, it's a fake. Zeman around the end, and he finds room again. He's got a first down into Vaynercook territory near the 30. He's pushed out of bounds. Big play once again, Hunter Zeman, and that's proven to be their best play, that QB keeper around the end. And Vaynercook Lake will have to adjust. Hannibal Horton first down. We do get a flag late in the play, trailing the play. 10:25 now on the clock. 46-14 is the Jayhawk lead.
Holding against the Comets.
And that'll go against the Comets, and that'll get a pretty big gain. And it looks like maybe they'll see where they spot it. And we go from the spot of the foul. These officials are in no hurry to keep this game underway. And that'll set Hannibal Horton at about the 49.5-yard line, back into their own territory right near midfield. Second down and about 8. Zeman takes the snap. This time he does hand it off, goes up the middle for a short gain. On the carry, Drew French. So he does get it back into Vaynercook territory. I'll bring up 3rd and 6.
Bring up third down.
46-14 with 10:01 here in the third quarter on your Friday Football Frenzy at K105.3. Art Main Chevrolet. With a 2-year, 24,000-mile lease and a 2016 Chevy Cruze. Go to K105.3.com for details on how you could be our winner this year. Zeman takes the snap. Handoff does go up the middle, battling for yards near the 45. Austin Kruger, and we've got about 2 yards for another Hannibal Horton first down. Fourth down decision time, and it looks like they'll go for it.
Say, there's been no quit in Hannibal Horton tonight. No quit.
Fourth down.
Credit to Coach Stewart.
Jeez, I couldn't imagine quitting and then having to face Johnny's. You can tell I find him intimidating, but it's been effective for him. They, of course, Hanover Horton coming off the best season in school history last year. And you know, they obviously have a quality product still on the field. The wing T, this time Zeman's going to keep it. End around again. Bootlegs out. He's got the first down. It goes out of bounds near the 40-yard line. And Hanover Horton will keep the drive alive now under 9 minutes here in the fourth quarter.
I just got word that Concord and Jonesville is delayed. They got lightning over that way. So
9 minutes on the clock. We've been trying to avoid any lightning strikes or thunder here at the field. Get this one into the books, hopefully, tonight. First and 10 from the 40-yard line. Hanover Horton driving. Hunter Zeman's been the key on this one. He's had a few big gains on that bootleg, kind of naked boot, and just takes it down the field. And as Vandercook's been stuffing the middle, it's left that outside run open. Zeman takes a snap. This time he does hand off, and a scrum will blow the play dead right at the 40. No gain on the play. They give the ball, and he's so quickly swarmed that you can't even see who the ball carrier is sometimes. Credit to, again, the defensive line and the linebackers for Vandercook Lake. So physical. Again, our score 46-14 with 8.5 to play in the game. Clock running. Now Hanover Horton at the line. We get a jump from one of the offensive linemen. There's another flag that's going to push Hanover Horton's possession back, and to bring up second and 15. And negative yard plays right now for Hanover Horton, just not helping. 8:17 on the clock. Thanks to our sponsors tonight, Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, ERA Reardon Realty. And we'll have those guys again next week as we come to you live from Grass Lake. Vandercook Lake in action again. Looking forward to seeing that contest. Hanover Horton comes to the line. 15 yards to eat up, and we'll get another whistle on the field. Not sure what we got. Another false start. Nobody threw a flag even. They just whistled the play dead. We'll walk it back, and that's going to bring up second and 20 now for the Comets. Those miscues at the offensive line are not helping at this point.
No, and this, like I said, we talked about this. This is not a quick strike offense. This is, you know, grinded out offense, and you know, two false starts in a row. That makes it difficult for Hanover to move the ball.
And a quick handoff met in the backfield. Nowhere to go for Scott Bowden. And he'll actually lose a yard and push it back, and that'll bring up third and about 20. Out. They're walking it way back there. 23, yeah, Matt.
Yellow ticket, winning number.
So we did have the touchdown pass at the end of the first half. That was about 20-plus yards for Hanover Horton. So we know they've got plays in the book that can make it.
6-4-3-3.
And now coming up on 7 minutes to go in the game, Hanover Horton's got to get something going quick. And Zeman will give it. And room to run there. Nice big play there. Can't quite eat up the entire 23 yards on third and long, but they get to a fourth and manageable. Austin Kruger, and that's the first time we've seen any running space up the middle here in the second half. But we do have a deep flag in the area where you'd expect it to go against the Comets, and it does. So we'll move it back even further.
So third and 33?
Third and...
a long way.
Sure. I don't even want to say. Let's just, it's really far.
Well, it's a spot foul, so it looks like it's going to be about third and 34 is what I'm predicting.
Let's go way back here and, wow. Three straight penalties against the Comets. Now under 7 minutes to go in the game. They snap the football. Zeman is back to pass. Screen set up. Pass is completed. He's got a little bit of room over there. breaks a tackle, but is pushed out of bounds. Well short of the first down. Austin Kilgore on the reception, finding a little bit of room on the sideline, but not quite enough.
Number five, Malik Jackson.
Say Lakewood 54, Stockbridge 42. I'd like to see Stockbridge play.
Yeah, they're putting up a lot
of
points.
It's like a track meet. I mean, it's, you know, their quarterback, I know, has put up some big numbers.
Yeah, winging it all over the place.
Throwing it all over the place.
Has been clean. 50-50 has been clean.
Another flag on the field, and it will once again go against Hanover Horton. Pushing it further and further back. I think we have a correction on that last pass catch, I think, was to Louis Jeffries into the game now for the Comets. And third down in a mile. The Jayhawks declined the penalty. .6:42 on the clock left in the game. Really drawn out this possession with four or five. I lost track of the penalties on this possession. Now we get a couple substitutions from the Comet sideline. Bring up fourth down. And the Jayhawks send that Fluker back to receive. Cal Spink to punt. And another a big high punt. Takes a bounce, heads toward the sideline. It will roll dead at about the 25-yard line. Vandercook Lake will start in their own end of the field. But if the rest of the game's been any indication, they won't have a problem moving it again. Malik Wooks trying to get back into the game. They call him back off the field.
No.
With a 46-14 lead, they'll get him back onto the sideline. Vandercook Lake out there with their offense that has not been stopped in the second half whatsoever. They've just been able to move the ball. Impressive work by their offensive line, finding a lot of room for the running backs. We get a substitution at quarterback, too, Devin Chaney. Getting some time out there. And time like this is real valuable for a team, a chance to get that second team in there with some real game experience.
Absolutely.
And also, I spent some time on the bench in my, you know, as a younger guy when you're that underclassman on the big squad. Times like this when you get a chance to get into the game really are important to you guys too, and it keeps it fun for everyone.
Fumble on the play.
Difficulty with the snap. Chaney drops on it.
These kids work hard in practice, and you know. But you know, I'll tell you, this is an impressive Vandercook Lake football team. They are impressive. They, you know, the question still, you know, we still wonder, you know, where are they stacked with Manchester? You know, where are they? We're going to find out next week with Grass Lake. Grass Lake played Manchester really tough. But you know, they've passed the eye test the two games that we've watched them.
Yeah, just sheer physicality. They just clearly are tough.
Front, and they got two outstanding running backs. They got a quarterback that can throw it, and they got a nice, you know, nice receiver. So yeah, they're for real. They're 4-0. You know, so that's
number eight.
And they seem to play with a lot of confidence. And you know, tonight Hanover really didn't stop them.
Chase Pierce takes the handoff up the middle over the 30-yard line. That'll bring up third and four. For the Jayhawks offense, with 5:30 now to go in the game, 46-14, they lead. Certainly, it would appear we'll go to 4-0, undefeated in the conference, heading to a matchup with Grass Lake next week. Chaney takes the snap. Handoff is good. Goes to Logan Lefebvre. Can't find much room to run. Hanover Horton will stop him on third down. Bring up fourth and five.
And number 50, Tyler.
And it appears the punting unit will come on the field for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks.
Final score, Manchester 23-13 over Grass Lake. Jackson High 35-28 with 2:39 left in the game. An exciting one over Is that game at Jackson?
At Wellington, yep. That's the
game.
That's the game tonight on ESPN 101.9 FM 1450 AM with GLC and Ratch.
But the big shots, the big guys.
And they will be live right here on K105.3 tomorrow afternoon. Lumen Christi and Northwest from Lumen Christi High School on Spring Arbor Road. Punt is away.
Nice.
It's a good one. It's going to go over the return guy's head and takes a Vandercook bounce down to the 15-yard line. Falls dead. They'll down it. We have 4:13 to go in the game. Hanover Horton will get the ball back at their own 15. Bring the offense out onto the field. And another flag.
That's a 50,
comes out.
That was a 55-yard punt right there.
Big boot, Devin Chaney. And we throw a couple more flags.
Uh-oh, a little extra.
Wow.
7:06 left in Napoleon. Addison 43-33 over Pirates.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of those flags was against Jenny Stewart over there. One against Vandercook. We get one against Hanover.
That dude still owes me a chalkboard at Concord. I have to bring him up about that. He doesn't like it when I bring that up. Yeah, he was coaching the JV. Got a little upset with his boys at halftime and cracked the chalkboard. He's mellowed since then, though. I'm sure.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, that was about 15 years ago. Concord 26-0 over Jonesville. That is in a weather delay, as we talked. Lakewood 54-42 over Stockbridge. 96 points scored in that game.
Wow. Stockbridge continues to allow a lot of points, but they put up enough usually to stay in the game. So it's certainly an exciting – that's exciting kind of football to watch at times, that high-scoring, high, you know. But there's a lot to be said for some defense in high school football, and Vandercook Lake has shown that all season long, and they'll look to do it again next week with Grass Lake. We'll have that coverage live right here on K105.3, your football frenzy. Make sure you get out to that pregame tailgate. Starts about an hour before the game kickoff. You can get yourself signed up and maybe qualify for a chance at a two-year lease on a 2016 Chevy Cruze from Art Main Chevrolet. So after penalties are walked off, we're going to get Hanover Horton possession at about the 12-yard line.
First down.
First and 10 with 4:13 to go in the game, and we'd like to get these 4:13 in the books before we get any lightning action here at Vandercook Lake.
I was corrected, by the way. It's 32-0 Concord.
And they are 32-0 in a delay.
Yep.
Nice season for the Concord Yellow Jackets out there.
Yep. 3-1.
Their first victory over, was it Homer?
Union City.
Union City, that first one in 27 years,
yeah,
is that what
1988, yep.
1988, I remember that. Yep. 8 years old, third grade.
I was a junior in college. A fourth-year junior.
Jeez, I didn't know you were that old, Matt. Or am I that young? One way or another.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. 1988, That was my first year at Michigan Center.
Okay, onside kick. Let's see, onside bounces off Jay High, and Sexton gets it with 2:36 left. Sexton has the ball, trailing Jackson High
35-28. The 101.9 FM 1450 AM game, or if you're listening online, that is available at jacksonespn.com. 46-14, our score here, 4:13, handling some more penalty activity here. It has delayed us quite a while. And during the delay, we ought to thank our sponsors one more time. Blue Water Pools, Flavor Fruit Farms, Jackson YMCA, County National Bank, and Wilby Transit Mix. Jackson YMCA has some specials going on right now. You can drop in for some of their fitness classes. Member and non-members, it's only $14 right now. And they've got their Pink Ribbon event coming up, too. Check out their website and get times and details on that. Jackson YMCA. That's where I work out, Matt.
Yeah?
Look at me. I'm huge.
I was going to ask you that. What kind of workouts do you do? Pilates?
Pilates, a lot of Zumba. No. I truly enjoy it. We do a TRX class, a suspension Excellent. Training. If you've never done it or you don't even know what it is, look into it. It really is a fun class, but it works out your core. It really is just a fantastic workout. I really do appreciate all the stuff the YMCA does and all the opportunities you have for fitness over there.
I wish I was closer. The answer, I mean, actually, I played a few years ago in that 40 and over basketball league over there. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've got
I'm looking to make a. I want to make a comeback.
On the basketball court?
Yeah, I do.
Oh man. Well, if it happens, let me know. I want to attend.
40?
If I can't play, I'd like to attend. I'm not
40?
Old. I'm probably not old
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, you gotta be 40. But.
Jeez. Well, by the time I'm 40, you'll be in that 65 and over league or whatever.
Easy.
Whatever.
Easy.
So we walk off another penalty. I don't even know what all the penalties were, Matt. And to be honest, I've lost interest in a lot of penalties. I just wanted to get some action, and we do indeed have it. Handoff goes to Kruger. Not a lot of running room. He's just over the 20-yard line where we started the play. So it'll bring up second down and about 10 yards still for Hanover Horton. The clock's running here under 4 minutes now, 46-14 the lead. A lot of penalties down the stretch here in the fourth quarter. And Horton breaks the huddle. Back to the line of scrimmage. Nice game tonight by Hunter Zeman when he's been able to. Again, turnovers have really hurt Hanover Horton. Give us to Kruger. He's finding a little bit of room to run. They fooled us with the Zeman keep there. He gets about 5 yards. And it'll bring up third down and at about, six.
We haven't seen Payne, have we?
We haven't seen him carry the ball since he left with that cramp. He was back on the field, but
they say we think that's what it was. We don't know. It looked like it was certainly lower leg. But.
Poor speculation. Under 3 minutes now, 46-14. Zeman takes the snap, hands off. Once again, it goes to Kruger as he battles for yardage. Not finding a lot of room. He's going to be short of a first down near the 28-yard line. Bring a fourth down for the Comets. Decision time with 2:43 on the clock.
Brent Hamlin and 25, Joey Templin. Makes
and
a fourth down.
Clock is stopped, fourth and one. Fourth and one. No, they're signaling first down. They did spot it almost to the 30-yard line. That's a generous spot, I thought. But, of course, in that pile of bodies, you can't see quite how far he gets the ball moved. So a first down for Hanover Horton with 2:40 on the clock. And they rack up another first down. They had a few tonight. Turnovers really been their biggest Achilles heel, and then penalties most recently.
Sexton just scored. 35-34. And Sexton's going for two.
Wow.
Ravi Payne on the carry.
Ravi Payne, there you go. He's back in the game. I don't have Payne on that. It's number nine. I don't have a number nine. My score sheet. Well, nice run by whoever it was. So they get it to second and five. With 2 minutes now on the clock. Band starts making their way to the track for a performance of the Vanderkook Lake fight song as this one goes final.
High School Marching Band plus the LBU College Marching Band right here at Chuck Lowe Stadium.
2:25 left on Addison is up 50-33 on Napoleon.
Zeman letting some clock run before he goes down to call to play. 1:35 on the clock. Takes the snap. Hands to number 15. Yavion McCann.
15, Yavion McCann on the carry.
And he gets about a yard on that one. Bring up third and four.
Brought down by 17.
1:16 to go here in the game. 46-14, Vanderkook Lake. Well, it looks like we'll move to 4-0 on the season, 3-0 in the Cascades Conference. As they head to a matchup next week with Grass Lake, who it looks like was trailing Manchester. Was that a final score, Matt?
No, it was the Manchester Grass Lake final. Yes, 23-13.
And we get another hand to Yavion McCann, and he gets tied up in the backfield, loses a couple yards on that play. Now 43 seconds on the clock, running out of time. 46-14. Maynard Cook Lake. Stay tuned after the game for our player of the game announcement. The Tri-County Water folks bring you our player of the game each week, and they bring us fresh water at these studios, and it is refreshing. Tri-County Water coming up on your post-game report, player of the game.
The two-point attempt by Sexton failed.
Jackson High
leads 35-34 late in the fourth. What a game.
What a game indeed.
Ooh,
man.
I just got alerted that the Cardinals of Whittemore Prescott lost to Standish Sterling tonight.
Oh.
Number seven, Louis Jeffries.
Louis Jeffries on the carry, and that will end the game here. 46-14 is our final. Vander Cook Lake, impressive in victory once again. Hanover Horton, too many penalties, too many turnovers, and not enough offense to keep up with the Jayhawks as they put up another 40-point game.
Great defensive adjustments in the second half for Vander Cook. That's, you know, offensively, Hanover couldn't stop them all night, but defensively, Vander Cook made some adjustments and really shut down Hanover's offense.
And we're on the post game here. We'll take a 3-minute break. We'll come back. We'll get you your Tri-County Water Player of the Game. We'll wrap up the out-of-town scoreboard, let you know what's going on next week with your football frenzy on K105.3.
High school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle with Matt Lehman on your post-game report here from Vander Cook Lake, the Chuck Miller Athletic Facility. The Jayhawks dominant over the Hanover Horton Comets 46-14. And our Tri-County Water Player of the Game, Matt, Zathan Allen, had a big game. Three scores.
Four scores.
And actually, Zathan's up here in the booth. Yeah. Zathan.
1 yard run, 4 yard run, 51 yard run, and a 25 yard run.
And actually, we got him up here in the booth. Zathan, what are you trying to do on the field when they get you the ball?
Just trying to make plays and help my team out. We practice, and that's what we try to accomplish.
And do you like playing offense or defense? Because, man, you look pretty good on defense, too.
It's kind of both. More of a defensive, but, I mean, I do like offense, running back, but I do like defense a lot more.
Great game.
I mean, what can you tell us about the game plan? I mean, and adjustments maybe in the second half, because we noticed they get in the end zone twice in the first half. Second half, you guys shut them out. Did you make some adjustments to stop that run game?
We practice on handling adversity, and the last score that they did get before halftime was just, that was what we not wanted to happen. But we went in there, the coaches did what they do, go hard. And we just came out and handled adversity and just took it to them and get the job done. That's what we do best.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming up here for the interview. You're our Tri-County Water Player of the Game. You can check out Zathan Allen's picture at the K1053.com website. Thanks, great game, man.
Thank you.
Thanks. So there you go, our player game here for Vander Cook Lake, Zathan Allen, with four scores tonight to lead the Vander Cook Lake Jayhawks, who, again, dominant fashion. They go 46-14 and shut down the Hanover Horton Comets. Thankfully, we got the entire game in tonight. Some games delayed in the area with lightning or storm properties, but we get out of the way. It looks like they're going to get things done over at Withington. Jackson in a tight race, but it looks like they might be able to wrap things up.
Yeah, Jackson recovered the onside kick. Sexton has no timeouts left, so barring that Philadelphia Eagle play where wasn't the one where he picked it up, the coach ran it in from Jackson's going
to
win.
We don't expect that to happen. Hanover Horton on the day. Well, they'll fall to 1-3 on the season, 1-2 in the conference, setting up a home game next week versus Napoleon, and that'll be a good back and forth. I feel like those are two teams that are going to be fun watching.
They are. You know, Hanover had some injuries tonight in this game. Hopefully they can come back. But, you know, this game, the first half, Hanover Horton moved the ball well. I mean, they moved the ball up and down the field. Vander Cook really had no answer for him in the first half. Now, Vander Cook made some adjustments in the second half defensively, and that was the difference. But the first half, the couple of turnovers really, really hurt Hanover. And I think that was the difference in the halftime score. I'll be honest with you, though. I'm looking forward to next Friday night.
Sure.
At Grass Lake, Vander Cook Lake, I think, I think this team's for real. I think, Grass Lake is a well-coached team that I think they're young this year a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be getting better week to week just by watching their scores. So I think that it's going to be a great test for Vander Cook next week.
And you can't always use it necessarily, but you got a common opponent. Grass Lake playing Manchester tonight and losing to them, and then they'll face Vandercook Lake next week. So that'll give us a chance to say, well, you know, here's how Manchester beat Grass Lake, and here's how Vandercook did. Exactly. For the two teams that I think we're thinking are going to be vying for that Cascades Conference Championship.
But this Jayhawk team they're built for the postseason. I mean, the way they run this power football, they got two outstanding running backs. They got a quarterback that can throw. They got a good receiver. You know, their defense struggled a little bit in the first half, but their defense really, coming into this game, they'd given up 21 points in three games, you know, so their defense has been strong all year. This is a team that's appears to be for real. And I think we're going to find out for sure next Friday. We're going to find out.
So we're going to go look at them again. We'll be live from Grass Lake for your Kimono 5.3 Football Frenzy Friday night game next week. Football's not done for this week though. Tomorrow afternoon, Lumen Christi and Northwest will be at Lumen Christi High School on Spring Arbor Road. If you'd like to go out and check that one, if you can't make it, tune in the game on K105.3. We'll have all the coverage for you and the pregame tailgate at 1 o'clock. I will be out there for that. So if you want to come down and say hi to me and get signed up for a chance at that 2-year, 24,000-mile lease on the 2016 Chevy Cruze from Art Main, we'd love to have you here.
I downloaded the app, too, so I can listen to it wherever I'm at.
You can.
That's a great app. That's a great app. If you haven't downloaded it, it's just 105.3, right?
Yeah. And simple to do. You did it once during a broadcast,
I did it during the broadcast.
So, again, from Vandercook Lake, the final 46-14, the Jayhawks take the victory. Remain undefeated on the season. Zathan Allen, our Tri-County Water Player of the Game. We'll wrap up the broadcast here from Vandercook Lake. And again, tune us in next week, Friday night. Vandercook Lake in action again with Grass Lake from out in Grass Lake. Matt, I'll see you then.
I'll see you then, buddy.
For Mike Reed back in the studio, Matt Lehman, I am Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week.
K105.3 and News Talk 970 salute homegrown and family-owned businesses growing for generations in Jackson County.
Fry Crisp has been locally owned since 1950 and owned by the Neuenfeld family since 1956. In fact, President Richard G. Neuenfeld's now 102 and is still very involved in the everyday running of Fry Crisp. You can easily find Fry Crisp products at Polly's Country Market, another homegrown and family-owned business. Fry Crisp products manufactures dry mixes, including breadings and batters for meat, fish, and vegetables. One of the first products to be manufactured by Fry Crisp was batter. Mix. That original mixture remains their number one seller today. Great taste, great price, great value, and a great